Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 2nd of February, recording at 8:48 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. In global stock markets, Asian markets were mostly a bit higher, although China was not among them, remaining out of form and just slipping a few points in the China A shares, that is. The European stock market showed moderate gains, and Wall Street, although there's still 12 minutes to go, is showing gains in the order of 1% across the main indices. Now, against that background, government bonds, well, they're actually only slightly changed. The European bond price is down a fraction. The U.S. Treasuries up a fraction. Not a bad performance there, although those remain range-bound overall. And the U.S. dollar slipped a little bit in here today. Dollar index is down to 79, and Euro, which has been a real underperformer recently, is back up to 139.63, modest gain. Precious metals had a good day for the most part. Platinum was very strong, up 42, and palladium up another $14.50. Gold, as I speak, up $8.60 to $11.14. It has been higher, though. Silver showing a more modest gain in comparison. Industrial metals are mostly higher. Crude oil rebounded quite strongly in here today, up 2.86 to 77.29. And the commodities is just a strong day generally. I noticed that the grain and bean complex has rebounded, breaking their short-term downtrends. And the only minus that I can see in that sector on my screen, which doesn't show everything, but is white sugar. It traded in the UK. slight decline there. Okay, so what's going on here generally? Well, as you know, we've had a little bit of what I would describe as a perfect storm, but in a teacup, for markets in the last few weeks. And that's in the last 3 weeks, really. We've seen stock markets roiled first by China's boosting of the bank reserve ratios. And we saw the markets react badly on Wall Street to the Obama proposal of the so-called, what he's calling the Volcker Rule on financial regulation. Nervous conditions generally, which have persisted for a while. We had that consensus at year end that the first half of the year would be okay, but the second half of the year might be dodgy. That has proved to be an unsettling factor, maybe causing some people to book their profits a little bit earlier. But at any rate, so we saw this perfect storm, again, as I said, albeit in a teacup, where stock markets came down, did a little bit of technical damage in some instances, but not all, where the dollar remained steady and actually moved up a bit further, and where the commodities also came down with stock markets. So that correlation has persisted. Well, in the last 2 to 3 days, we've seen a partial reversal of that, with stock markets firming up, the dollar softening a little bit, and some of these commodity markets rebounding. Now, technically, we do need to see some continued follow-through on the upside to confirm that we have lows of at least short-term significance in the stock markets and commodity markets. And in terms of the equity markets, I wouldn't worry too much about the downside. Well, we're always worrying about things, aren't we? But technically, we don't need to worry too much about the downside, provided that this week's or last week's lows are maintained, whichever are lower. And they're probably going to be either Friday's lows or or Monday's Monday's lows. So we've got a little bit of a turn to the upside, and some indices that had broken down through their progressions of rising lows are signaling downside failures. And one of the global leaders last year on the upside is doing so again, and that's Chile, which has pushed through to new highs. And with some quite good bounces in the resources markets, I was pleased to see the upward dynamics in some of the miners today, including the BlackRock Global Mining Trust. Now, overall, I think we need to be prepared for more choppy action generally. That usually follows when we see some loss of consistency in overall upward trends. The loss of consistency indicates that supply and demand have become more equal, and also that often that investors are a little bit more uncertain. And so that's a pattern that we may well see continue. But we also have a number of stock market indices, I should mention, which have come back relatively close to their mean, their trend mean, that is, which we define here at Fuller Money in terms of the rising 200-day moving averages. Now, mean reversion towards the 200-day moving averages is something that Owen and I have talked about for months, and we have corrected well, this ranging pullback activity that we've seen for some markets. It really began last September. Has gone a long way towards correcting the technical overbought condition that had existed previously, and I think that, well, at a time when a lot of people are wondering if stock markets are going to go higher at all, I think that's created the potential for a fairly decent performance. But if that's right, then the lows that I referred to earlier this week and late last week really do need to hold, and I would like to see some continued follow-through indicating that so-called risk appetite has returned. This correlation where stocks and commodities are moving pretty much in the same direction and in the opposite direction of the US dollar, does it make it easier or does it make it more difficult? I would prefer to see less correlation, but we can only deal with what we have, and it's interesting to see that it still persists. My hunch overall in terms of the currencies is that we'll get more ranging than trending, and while the dollar has certainly steadied since early December, many of its patterns are of the ranging nature. And I, as I said, I do expect more of the same. Now, precious metals. What's interesting to see is that platinum and palladium, which had been the leaders in the latter stages of the upside move, or before this general correction, they have now recovered, oh, in the order of at least two-thirds of their declines from the recovery highs that we had seen. And that's positive action. I had been looking for them to lead on the upside, as you may recall. Gold has rebounded from the December reaction low. That's a good sign. Silver is the weaker performer overall, but I'm encouraged by the performance of platinum and palladium that we may well see further decent gains in both gold and silver, and quite possibly quite soon, as this does remain a favorable period seasonally overall. But again, due to the correlation for gold and silver and the others to perform, we do need to see, I think, our investors would prefer to see at any rate, a steadier performance by the stock markets and also a cessation in any upward pressure by the US dollar. Now, incidentally, on gold, I've got a terrific report that I posted by John Embry. It's at a speech that he gave last month, and that was drawn to my attention by a subscriber, and I think you'll like it. Veteran subscribers will know most of the arguments, but there's always some new content in these reports, and I think it's intelligently and accurately written, in my view. The basic gist of it is, but please do read it if you are the least bit interested in gold, and how could one not be in this environment, particularly Fuller Money subscribers. But he just feels that gold will move a lot higher over the next few years. Well, I wouldn't bet against that. What he didn't mention, but I have mentioned previously, that would concern me. I've always felt that the biggest threat to gold would be another either a global meltdown in markets, which I do not expect, because I don't see the catalyst for that. Corrections are one thing, but I certainly don't expect anything remotely close to what we saw in 2008 anytime soon. So, minus that possibility, which I think would take some sort of unexpected geopolitical disaster, which again I'm not in the business of forecasting, but what would concern me most for precious metals would be a clear upward trend in short-term interest rates. And that would mean, with the lagging economies, not least the USA, boosting short-term rates significantly. Well, that's going to happen at some point, but I'm not holding my breath. And a wee bit of tightening in China, Australia, and a few other countries is not enough to create a much of a headwind for gold, in my opinion. I think the monetary background still remains quite favorable for both the global stock markets, for precious metals, commodities, and commodities in general. And I think that's pretty much the picture here on Tuesday, the 2nd of February. So I'll wish you all the best.